It's game time. Welcome to Waukesha South Black Shirts Football. Thanks for joining us live on your local Civic Media radio station, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, The Shaw, and the Civic Media app. Waukesha South Black Shirts Football is brought to you by the Center for Responsible Seafood, meeting the critical need for seafood produced through regenerative processes. Revitalize, a new business coming to the area in January 2024. And This Week in Waukesha with Downtown Donnie Brown. Heard right here Saturday mornings at 8. Blackshirts football is competing in its final season with the Classic 8 and building toward an exciting future in the Parkland Conference. Your live coverage of Waukesha South Blackshirts football starts now.
Hey, welcome to Ken Hollop Stadium, where your 1-0 Blackshirts start the season opener on a beautiful sunny night that turned sunny from what was gray most of the day. And the first pass, first play is a pass to the left to Justin Giese for a 12-yard gain. It'll be a first down. So your Black Shirts play the Panthers of Ellsworth from out in Wisconsin. Panthers were 10-2 last year, so they are no slouch. It should be a tough game tonight. Now a screen to the right to Williams. Williams breaks one tackle, a respectable gain all the way to the Panther 38-yard line. I believe they're calling that an 9-yard play. So
going with no Black, huddle again.
Yeah, no huddle offense. Twins left, single receiver right in the form of Chris Flowers. Dunlop is on quarterback Hector Carranza's right. And pressure, he's going to get sacked. Great pressure from the Panther defense there, led by number 64, Chase Cresson, the 6'2 sophomore. And help from the other sophomore, Chase Cresson. So it's 3rd and 9. Big gain sent back. So we're on the right hash mark, tight Twins right, Stout all alone on the left and the wide side, and it looks like we have an injured player.
Official timeout. Player injured.
I can't get a picture of who it is.
Are you hungry?
Just a quick mention here, Don. The Ellsworth guys, they know how to play defense. They won their first game 8-6.
Yeah, nail-biter, yeah, against Edgar. So your Panthers are adorned in purple pants, white jersey, purple fonts and sleeve, gray helmets with a purple Clemson paw logo icon, and injured players up and off the field trying to get a number here, Johnny. That might be Isaiah Dunlap. No, it's a lineman.
Logan Polchert.
Polchert, the senior, was plagued with injuries last year. Oh, bad snap. He's in trouble. He gets it off, though.
He's got some blocking.
Check out Blade. He's got some room. He's going to get the first and then some. Beautiful open field tackle. Saves a touchdown. But Vinny Capoletti Mahalos on a broken play. Hector dumps it off just in time. Plenty of protection. Great tackle by the senior, Max Langer. Number two. So it's 1st and 10 at the 22 of the Panthers. Your Black Shirts are in all black. Red jerseys, red numbers, excuse me, black. Red fonts, all black. And a handoff up the middle. That's Isaiah Dunlop for a very short gain, maybe no gain.
Number 24, Isaiah Dunlop, the ball carrier.
They may book that. Yeah, it's a slight loss, so let's call it 2nd and 10+. So Isaiah ran for more than 150 yards last week and a touchdown against Milwaukee Lutheran, so he really looked good. And 2nd and 10. Williams goes in motion to the right, so it's now Twins right. Stout all alone on the left. Oh, now Jimenez goes in motion to the left from the tight end spot. Quick pass, a screen play to Chris. Oh, and a flag. I don't know if that's going to be a hold or.
Kind of looked like he headhunted him a little bit on that tackle.
You think it might have been targeting. Well, there's two flags down, so maybe they could be offsetting, but beautifully designed play. Did not, it was close to a pick play, but I don't think there was much contact until the ball was caught. So if I remember, they hit Flowers on the split end. The flanker who was Williams came out to block. And they're
going to
call holding. Possible. Holding against the black shirts here, I believe.
Aye, aye, aye.
From the other end of the field. Let's see. Maybe they were offsetting penalties. Let's see. We saw two flags go down. Beautiful sunshine. Unfortunately for the black shirts who got the kickoff, the sun is behind them.
Referees taking their time walking this one off.
It's going to be holding, so let's see how far back it goes. Wow.
Looks like a 15-yard penalty.
I'll say it looks like a personal foul.
Jesus.
It's supposed to be 10 yards. Well, 10 yards from the spot of the foul, so I think because it happened. So you basically have a second and 20 here. And Wiltz wants an explanation. I think he's trying to say that the infraction was thrown closer to the first down marker. But it looks like the refs called it from near the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, so there's a little confusion down there with the Zebras.
I mean, in recalling the replay, Johnny, I saw the flags being thrown as the guy was being pushed back. And at that point, Williams or Flowers had already gotten some real estate close to a first down. So with the high school rule being as it is, if that's the case, unless they were late getting the flag out of the pocket. So, and now they're discussing it. So it is alumni night here. And Tenney Road is closed off. They call this Alumni Row on opening night, and they couldn't have had better weather. It's 73 degrees. The low is supposed to be 62. It was a lot of humidity, but it seems a nice little breeze is coming in. So and the public announcer has just announced that Southfest is coming up, I believe, in another week or two. And Chris Marks from the Booster Club will be coming up to the booth to talk about that before halftime. So they are moving the ball back, and I think it's going to be close to the original line of scrimmage. So, no, let's see. And now they're going back further. Oh, no, let's see. Just be 10 yards. Yeah, okay, I get it now. Well, it's not much of a difference here. So instead of second and 20, or second and 20, it's still close to second and 20. So not much of a difference there. I'm really quite confused. Anyway, we got trips left here. Dunlop on Carranza's left, and now I guess we're ready to play. Here we are, back to live action here. Second and 18, they're calling it, from about the 32 of the Panthers. Ref comes in. Clock is stopped here, so I guess there's still a stoppage of play here. Now we're ready. Okay. So here comes a snap from Kranza. Takes a handoff. There's a pass. Oh, dangerous pass as Flowers gets knocked. Nash Cool, the 6'1 junior, came in to break that up from his corner spot. He sniffed it out. There was a fumbled snap, drop ball, so it's just a late, you know, you're almost better off eating that because that was almost a pick six, Johnny.
Yeah, it certainly was, and that could have been real bad news there. He was just a whisper away from taking that to the house.
Luckily, I think Evan Stout was in there to kind of disrupt Cool enough. So the ball gets moved up again. I don't know what that's all about. And the line of scrimmage is, there's a great deal of confusion here.
Yeah, right, there's
timeout again. So
I like the,
you know, there must be a referee strike, and this is the scab crew, Johnny. It is an incomplete pass. If anything, it was almost a backward pass.
Right.
But
no, there's a lot of confusion with
really
the Zebras
here.
It really
is, yeah. And they haven't moved the ball yet. And
how did they gain it?
Yeah. Wrong line of scrimmage. There you go. Thank you. Yeah. Our friends from Ellsworth must think there's some really bad home cooking going on here, but we're just as perplexed as they are. You should see the Classic Eight. When we go in conference with the Classic Eight, you should see those refs. Hector, a little trouble. He's got a guy. There's Williams right all over the middle.
Might get the first here.
And he's Not enough for the first, but he's in striking distance here.
Another flag
on the
board. And
there's a flag. That would have to, might be a late hit. A huge break if that's the case, because I didn't see any black shirts. Williams was on his own there. Either a face mask or a... Ball's marked at the 20, which would make it like fourth and seven. Let's see what the call is here. So, Johnny, 9:29 left in the first quarter, and already it seems like a half hour has gone by.
Yeah.
Time on the clock, 6:10. Game started at 6:01. So
a lot of game stoppage.
Yep. So it's going to be a late hit, so an automatic first down for the Blackshirts. It's either face mask or late hit. So the ball.
I think they gave him a late hit on that one, Don.
It's going to be first. It's going to be first and goal at the 10. Yep. The Sticks crew are taking a break. So we got Twins left. Tight flanker right. Dunlap on Carranza's left. And he fakes a handoff.
There's
He's got a
pass
guy in the corner. There it is. Tyler Thrill Williams. A beautiful pass from Carranza. Stout came across the middle, just like you said, Johnny. Kind of threw him off a little bit. And
he took him. Stout helped that play develop there.
Beautiful corner pattern. He put it up there high enough and long enough and hard enough that there was not much the defender could do there. So
it really was. He just dragged that guy right out.
Hector Carranza's third touchdown pass of the season with 9:24 left. And I don't even think the clock went off there. So going for one here, Christopher Lemus, the senior, with Aiden Urban holding. The snap. Oh, it's fumbled. And they're all over. Nothing wrong with the snap there. I think Urban just had a hard time with the handle. So good news is the Blackshirts get on the board in the opening drive. Bad news is a fumbled snap. The snap was right on there. So it's 6-0 with 9:24 left in the first quarter. This is the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Did she get you back? Okay. Yeah, don't. She says live 25 seconds. Just say live, not just hit L. Hey, welcome back to Ken Hollop Stadium, where the Blackshirts are ready to kick off. Chris Lemus doing the honors here from the Blackshirt 40. It's a deep kick all the way back to the end zone, and they're going to let that sail away for a touchback. Can we find out if we're live or not? Just call her. Please. Okay. All right. Cool. Thanks. Okay. There shouldn't be any confusion. It's just when the commercial's over. Okay. First and 10. The Panthers, their first drive. They have a power eye formation led by quarterback Griff Blomberg, the senior. We have split receivers. It's to the tailback up the middle and the one hole on the left. And the Blackshirts are there. Good team effort there. I see Justin Primetime Geezy. Number 60. Ramon Jackson for the Blackshirts also in attack. We have an injured Blackshirt here lying down.
Oh, that ain't good.
It is not good. I don't have a number yet, Johnny. Kaitlyn Weber's out there with one of her team members. So, and this is what we were afraid of. It was in game two last year where some of the players started to get hurt. So in the student section, it looks like it's Hawaiian night. I see a lot of Hawaiian shirts. I see a lot of leis and obviously a lot of school spirit that South is known for. They've won many awards for their school spirit. And I know it means a lot to the men and women on the field that are competing in the different black shirt sports. And speaking of sports, my guests tomorrow on This Week in Waukesha are Waukesha South Athletic Director Dan Schreier, his third tour duty on my show. And then for the first time, the Carroll University Athletic Director, Mike Shulist. And in addition to broadcasting black shirt football for the second year in a row, this will be our inaugural season for broadcasting Carroll University football, a great winning tradition. And, Johnny and I were just over at the practice today, and there's again, we can't say enough about the culture there. All the practice jerseys have the same name in the back. It says family. So, really excited to be with Johnny covering Pioneer football. So the injured player appears to be, is that a number 55?
Yeah, that's Charles Rolinski.
Charles Rolinski, the 6'2 sophomore. Looks like an ankle, which is the good news. Doesn't look like a knee, thankfully. He's getting some help from Coach Adam Pilon. So we have a second, and they gave him three on that. So second and seven. Again, same power eye formation. One receiver on each side. And it's the same handoff, same play, and they sniff that out. That's Logan Tank Dable this time with help.
They stuffed him.
Vinny Capoletti Mahalos, and again, Justin Geezy coming in. So looks like no gain or a short gain. No, I think it's a loss of a yard. So let's make that third and eight. 8:51 and counting is your time remaining in the first quarter. Blackshirts with an early 6-0 lead on a great opening drive here. So now we got twins right, single receiver left, and this is the matchup we're looking at. George Roll, the 6'6 senior, against Evan Stout, the all-classic eight, normally a safety. And they're rolling out right. They got a guy. He catches it, and he falls. Actually, I stand corrected. That's not George Roll is the one who caught it. Evan Stout, he's guarding Parker Woodland, the 6'6 seniors. They got a couple of trees in the receiving core.
They really do.
Which, you know, I think for high school quarterbacks, extremely helpful.
Yep, those guys can go up and get the high ball.
So they're going to punt here. So the black shirt defense holds, but you got to watch out for offsides or a fake here. Back is Christopher Hothouse Flowers at the 50. The snap is good. Not much pressure on the punt.
Big
good
punt.
Good looking punt. Flowers gets it at the 30. He's going right. Great. Single tackle there by number 23, Levi Nelson, the 5'9 junior. I've seen some great open field tackling from the Panthers tonight. So while the teams are switching units, again, the Blackshirts are coached by Darnell Wilt in his third year. Your assistant coaches are Ben Bodert, Chris Carrillo, Grayson Cooley, the All-State quarterback from the Blackshirts, Maxwell Dodd, Rafael Garcia, Nick Mahalos, Javier Mesa, Adam Pelin, Devontae Simmons, and John Stillman. Your athletic director is Kaitlyn Weber. And we got twins left, ball in the left hash mark, single receiver right, Dunlop on Carranza's right. And it's going to Carranza up the middle. A little bit of a seam and then sniffed out by the Panther defense, a short gain. They're going to give him one on that one. So second and nine. So again, ball now in the center of the field. Twins left. Tight flanker for Mauritian right. Dunlap on Carranza's right. 7:20 and counting. Flanker motion. He gets it for a reverse. And there's nowhere to go. Great defense. Number 56. Nolan Kummer. Sniffed that out beautifully.
Number 11, Zayas DeWalt.
That was Zayas DeWalt who got that. And we got some subs coming here. So third and 11. There was a loss of two on that. So we got a trip. The ball's on the right hash mark. So we have a trips left. Tight flank on the right. No receiver. Ben Jimenez is in. It looks like a quarterback, if I've got that correct. Back to pass. He's got a guy. It's high. No! Almost intercepted. Riker Tymon Hoyer had the sun in his eyes there, so not as easy a catch to make. He had to jump for it. But there is a flag in the play. It's near the line, but on the wide side. There could be a defensive holding there, which would be a huge break for the Blackshirts. Let's see what we got here. The refs come over to the opposing side of the field to give the bad news first before they come over to our side.
Well, that pass went right through his hands on the Panthers defender.
Huge
that
break for the Blackshirts, yeah.
He had a lot of real estate there. He could have done some damage.
So I think they had Jimenez come in for that one. So looks like it's going to be a punt. Yep, so I think they picked the flags up. Well, no, wait a minute. Now it says third down. It was against the Blackshirts. It's going to be fourth down. Two receivers back for the Panthers. Aiden Urban back to kick. They're waiting for another player to come in. You better hurry. 6:34 and counting here in the first quarter. With the penalty, time has stopped. So again, it's the punt. Some pressure, but he gets it off. It's a high kick. Calls for a fair catch. Good job calling for the fair catch there. By Riker, Tymon Hoyer. So, the Panthers will take over a decent position at their own 41. 6:28 to go in the first quarter. Your Blackshirts leading. 6-0, and here come the Panthers from the huddle. Blackshirts defense lined up in like a, got a stack right here, three down linemen. Two backers, middle, like, kind of wide open. Safety's back. And a timeout. We'll see something he doesn't like, and they get a timeout quickly. So, and we'll take a timeout here, too, with the Black Shirts Radio Network with your shirts leading 6-0. We'll be back.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in.
Is that Revolensky over there being evaluated? Oh, no, it's a different player, 55.
I think we're back live here, Don.
Hey, we're back live. Welcome back to Ken Halb Stadium. First and 10 for the Panthers, who stopped the Blackshirts on downs. Their second series of the day on offense. Fake hand off the middle. He's going deep. He's going long. He's got a guy. It's caught. No, dropped.
Oh.
Coverage by Vinny Capoletti-Mahalos. The receiver, Parker Woodland, made a beautiful cut in there on a light post.
Don, that receiver had it and dropped it.
Yeah, a good tackle by Capoletti, but it should have been caught. So big break for the Blackshirts here, second and 10. No receivers, flanker right, I formation. Flanker in motion now to the right. Oh, it's a toss play. And well covered by the Blackshirt defense. He did stumble on his own guy, but the Blackshirts were there.
Levi Nelson on the run.
Levi Nelson on the run, and I think Capoletti. Actually, no. Yeah, I think Capoletti make it. Yep.
Levi kind of stumbled there, Don.
Oh, Anthony Jasinski had the tackle on that.
Hurt himself there.
The Banting Park product. So now we got a receiver on each side. I formation, flanker left, actually twins left for the Panthers here, and third and 9. Oh, Blackshirts come. Was there movement or did the Blackshirts jump?
Oh, I think they might have jumped there.
Yeah, I see some clapping on the Panther sideline, so So
coaches give them a little hell down there.
Yeah.
On the black shirt
Rafael
side.
Garcia.
They practice that all the time.
Third and four. So we got a single receiver right, single receiver left, ball in the center here. I formation on a third and four, so I wouldn't be surprised if they run it here. Oh, ball fumble on the snap. Picked up by the quarterback, but he's not going anywhere. Black shirts converge. Logan Dable's in front of that, the birthday boy, with help from Ramon Jackson and company. So big stop by the black shirts here. It's going to be fourth and five with the fumble. So they will punt here, but again, watch for the fake at midfield. Flowers back deeper this time. This punter proved he could kick. It's George Roll. This one's more of a dribbler. It's got some legs, though, and they're just going to let that roll. And it takes a friendly Panther bounce out of bounds at about the 17 of the black shirts, where it'll be first and down, first and 10. 5:05 is your time remaining in the first quarter here. As the black shirt offense comes out.
Going to take a moment once again to invite you all to come watch your favorite band in all the land. Your Waukesha South Park team, Blackers, will be hosting this year's March Fest, Saturday, September 23rd.
So Saturday, September 23rd is March Fest. That's the day all the bands come to compete. It is a tradition lasting many years. Great marching band tradition here at the Waukesha High Schools. So here we go. We've got twins right, single receiver on the left. Flankers out. Dunlap on Carranza's right. The snap. Quick pass in the flat. He's got a guy. Levi Nelson with a nice hand tackle there. On Tyler Williams there. So about a long 1 yard gain there. 2 yard gain, excuse me. We're going to call it second and eight.
Black shirts continually going with that no huddle offense. They're just keeping it going here.
And I like that, Johnny.
I do, too. I think it kind of
4:38 and counting here. Yep.
Makes the defense think.
Twins left, single receiver right. Couple up backs on the left. Dunlap on Carranza's left. Snap, pass, quick pass. Oh, pick six! Oh! Nash Cool with the pick six. He almost had one last time. And, you know, just not enough zip on that ball, Johnny.
It was, and that was kind of telegraphed on.
It really was.
That defender.
He was waiting for it.
He was. He made a great play.
That's too bad. But
so that probably isn't going to happen again, I hope.
Nope. They're going to go for two here, it looks like. Different quarterback under center. Jack Stoltenberg. Yep. Two big receivers on either side, one on either side. It's a corner pass, and it's almost well covered there.
The extra point attempt is no.
That was Chris Flowers covering George Roll. And George Roll was one of those big Panther trees we were talking about. 6'6", the sophomore. I thought that was great. You know, it's funny. Roll almost got that.
He did. He almost bobbled it.
That was a good little battle going on there.
It was.
Yep. And I'm glad there was no flag because it looked like it was pretty mutual in the contact department there.
So Flower showing some athleticism there.
In the corner,
sticking with it and fighting with that tall guy.
Sure has. So we're going to take a quick break here before the Panthers kick off with a score tied 6-6. This is the Blackshirt Football Radio Network.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches? Not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really
and
palmetto bugs? Yes.
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're
Did
going
you know
to be
that?
The lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday. Max Langer with a shoestring tackle on that. Williams had only one guy to beat if he gets by Langer. So we live yet? Okay, so back here at Ken Hall Stadium where the Blackshirts gave up a touchdown. Tied 6-6, a pick six by Nash Cole. So Blackshirts looking to redeem themselves here. 4:17 is your time remaining in the first quarter. Twins left, single receiver right. Dunlap on Carranza's left. And here comes the snap. Fake handoff to Dunlap. Trouble, and Carranza's. Oh, he gets out,
out of it.
How did he get out of that? He's not going to get out of that one.
Sugar.
Is that number 16 on that, Johnny, for the...
Number 12, Carranza is taken
down. No, it's 50, it's the quarterback, Griff Blomberg. Griffin Blomberg also plays quarterback, got the sack on that. So it's like that pitcher that can bat helping his cause. Huge loss there.
Yeah. There's an example of that Ellsworth defense. You know, they didn't give up, and they got him on the second effort. He got out of the first two tacklers.
I don't understand how that happened. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just amazing. Like, but,
I think I will take the first sack and less yardage lost.
Yeah, well, it lost so, another 3-4 yards there.
Twins left, single receiver right. Dunlap on Carranza's right. Up. Trouble with the snap. He's got it. Gets a river pass. He's got Flowers. Oh, can't get the handle. Some pressure there from Levi Nelson. Might have got a hand on Flowers' hand to distract him enough to drop it. As we drop some technology here, not a big deal.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Can you hear us? Stay on the phone with her.
Yep, I hear you. I hear you. Go ahead, boys.
All right, we're back. Okay, thank you. All right, hey, again, apologies for the technical difficulties. Blackshirt's finally going to punt with 2:36 left. So low snap. Urban gets it off. A nice punt. It's going to be fielded at the 40. Fair catch. And that should draw a flag. Logan Dable, yep, he can't touch him. Dable held up, and he didn't put hard contact on, but he touched him. And that's all that needs to happen for the penalty. That should be the 15-yard variety. So the mistakes continue for the Blackshirts here in this 6-6 tie. And refs are deciding where the ball will go. 2:31 is your time remaining in the first quarter. Beautiful sunny day. A lot of alumni there in Alumni Row there in Tenney, so it's great to see that support. Yep. Ball currently is marked at the 41, according to the sticks. Refs have the ball in the 43.
What did you see happen there, Don?
It was a he made a signal for a fair catch.
Okay. I was working on some technical
and Logan,
stuff.
And Logan Dable.
Logan gave him a little.
He held up. Yeah, he touched. He held him, but you're not supposed to touch him at all. You got.
Yeah, yeah.
As soon as that hand goes up.
Yeah, I get you. Okay.
But now Blackshirts are saying that should be going the other way. Something else should be going on here. I don't know what's going on here. Coach Wiltz is pointing the other way, like some other. He's under the assumption. Yep. So ball started at the Blackshirt 38-yard line. So not much of a gain there. Because I believe it was fielded at the 41. So, I formation for the Panthers. Twins right. It's a handoff up the middle. And, oh, right there, a beautiful tackle. Logan Tank Dable redeems himself. Gets Braden Anderson, the junior, behind the line. So another... another birthday wish come true for Logan Dable. So second and 10 plus, 2:08 and counting in the first quarter. Scores tied at 6. I formation, single receiver right, flanker on the left. Fake handoff, he's going to pass to the right. He's got a guy that's open, and what a catch. Williams there at the coverage, but George Roll using that height advantage to fight the ball away from Williams. Williams recovered nicely on that.
He's a hard guy to cover, Donnie. That's a tall drink of water down there.
Yeah, you know, average height receiver, Williams might have won that battle. But as it is, it's first and 10 from the 12-yard line of the Blackshirts for the Panthers here. Power I formation, twins left, single receiver right. And I wouldn't be surprised if they go to Roll again on the right here. That's where Roll's lined up by himself. It's a handoff to the left. Good blockings of Blackshirts there. That was about a 6-yard gain. Nice run there. Good blocking by the Panthers. Ramon Jackson, the tackle for the Blackshirts. We're calling his name a lot tonight, the sophomore. Good to see that productivity. So, second and 5 here, so the Panthers can still get a first. Twins right, power I formation. Roll alone on the left here, guarded by Williams. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper. And Griff Blomberg might have enough for the first there. The 6-foot senior. No, it's third and short. I like the call.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Probably got about 3 or 4 yards on that.
Yeah, he sure did. That pile moved and he went right behind him.
Dable in on that tackle. So, yeah, it was a 4-yard gain.
Let's see if we get
third
a stop.
And 1 here for the Panthers. And we got a receiver all by himself here on the right. Someone
uh-oh.
Better pay attention.
Uh-oh.
I formation, single receiver left. It's going up the middle. He's got it. He's in there. Touchdown for the Panthers, number 22. Braden Anderson, a lot of confusion on the Blackshirt defense. They had a receiver on the right all alone.
Yeah, he was.
But I think they also had the right side of the line all alone, the way they ran through there. So it's 12-6. I think the Panthers will again try for 2 here. And they do. They got a Twins left formation. No receivers on the right. Ball in the middle hash there, the two-yard line. Only one running back. Oh, no, they got a fullback up. Almost like a pistol formation. Blomberg's going to keep it. He's rolling out. Oh, he dives over. Almost got it. Great stop by the Blackshirts.
They stopped him three.
They really
short.
Sniffed that out nice. Justin Primetime Geezy got him.
3 yards.
Flowers
short.
Was on him, and he scaled over Flowers quite nicely. But Geezy was there to finish the play, so. So with 21 seconds left in the first quarter, it is a 12-6 Ellsworth Panther lead here. And, you know, tonight, Johnny, with the forecast, we were talking about rain and clouds and thunder, but all we've had since the game started is beautiful sunshine and some breezes are starting to come in.
Yep. The humidity went down. It's cooled yep. off a little bit.
So big drive here for the Blackshirts. They got to cool some, you know, they got to settle down on offense. Play within themselves. Here comes the Ellsworth kicking unit. Again, 21 seconds left here in the first quarter, a 12-6 game. And again, like last week, high in the entertainment value. And if there's one thing to look back, you know, we gave up the first touchdown, the first play of the game, untouched. It was 80 yards, 78 yards. So maybe that pick six will be that same play if we can bounce back. So Griffin Blomberg is the kicker, so he does a lot of things here for this Panther squad. Offense, defense, special teams. Looks like Flowers back and Williams. And it's actually that's Zayas DeWalt. Gets it all the way to 29. Another good open field tackle by Parker Woodland. Calling his name a lot tonight, the senior. No, excuse me, Max Langer is one, the 5'10". So the general Zayas DeWalt returned that, a member of the basketball team. So, and did I mention it's Logan Dable's birthday? And during the intermission, I have a special guest, Chris Marks from the Waukesha South Booster Club, going to talk about Southfest here. We got twins left, single receiver right, Dunlap on Carranza's left. Snap, giving to Dunlap up the middle. He's got some good yardage. And a nice little 5-yard gain. Blomberg again on the tackle. And they're going to try to get another playoff here?
I don't think so.
Nope, they're going to bring it in. So after one, it's the visiting Ellsworth Panthers. Don't show anywhere from all that travel, leading our Blackshirts 12-6. But don't go anywhere because I have a special guest. Johnny's preparing the special blue mic for Chris Mark. Come on in, Chris. She doesn't have, yep. Not Mark's Fest, March Fest, right?
March Fest,
I know, yeah. Chris, talk to the mic. Say hi, Waukesha.
Hey, Waukesha.
And what are you telling us about? We got a big event on September 23rd, right?
Yeah, on September 23rd, we have our March Fest that we're hosting, where bands from all over the state will be coming to perform their shows under the lights here at Ken Hollab Stadium.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How much for tickets?
Tickets can be purchased in advance at goblackshirts.com / Marchfest.
Sounds great.
I guess that would be a
What time did that start again?
3:30, the game's
3:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's March Saturday the 23rd, right?
Yeah.
Sounds
so
great.
Bring
September
23rd. $10 to get in and see a great show under the lights.
This is the longest marching band competitions in the state, isn't it?
Yeah. 33 years.
33 years running. So
wow.
Thanks for sharing that with us, Chris. Enjoy the rest of the game and give our best. Will Meredith be dancing at halftime?
Meredith will not be dancing.
She won't.
She is the drum major for
the
band.
For the marching band. Even better. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, say hi to Evan and Peter and the rest of the Marks family. Always great to visit with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks again. We're about to start
thank you,
Chris.
By.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
We're about to start the second quarter here.
Thank you so much.
It's a second and 5.
My pleasure.
Twins left, single receiver right. The snap. Carranza's looking to his left. He's going deep. He's got a guy. Zayas DeWalt to catch. Oh, almost breaks away. Chipped down at about just under the 40. And a flag on a late hit, it looks like.
What a beautiful catch, Don.
The general, Zayas DeWalt.
Wow. He really concentrated and brought that one in.
The penalty was picked up, but it is a Blackshirt first down. So Twins left, single receiver right. Ball in the left hash. Hand off to Dunlap coming from Kranz's right. Not much to go. He gets a couple of yards there.
Number 24, Isaiah Dunlap, the ball carrier for the Black Shirts.
Blomberg was in on that tackle again, along with Blake Nelson.
It's good for a gain of 2 yards.
So they're calling it two, second and eight. Carranza comes, he gets the call, gets the signal from Coach John Stillman. We're switching things up here. We got a Twins right, a bunch situation left with Stout behind Zayas DeWalt. Haven't seen this formation before. Dunlap on Carranza's right here. It's a second and eight, 11-01 and counting, second quarter. Hand off to Dunlap. He's got a hole. He's close to a first down. Thomas Tober, the 5'8 senior, with the tackle on that, with a little help from some friends. So that's about an 8 yard gain, and setting up third and about 1.5. Twins right, same bunch package on the left. Dunlap on Carranza's left. It's Dunlap again. He's got the room. Good blocking. Nice. Took that in the 2 or 3 hole. About a 5 or 6 yard gain, enough to move the chains. 10:31 left in the second quarter. And this is the Black Shirts brand this season. They want to run the ball. Twins right, bunch package left. He fakes. He's going to run it. He's got some space. Carranza, hang on to the ball. He's there. Gets a good little 5 yard gain. A good. You talk about recognition, quarterback recognition, and that was a great job by Carranza. Take what the defense gives you.
He did. Made a good decision.
So they're calling that a 5 yard gain. So it'll be second. The ball about the 20 yard line here. 10:08 and counting here. Second quarter. Black Shirts looking to at least tie things up, trailing 12-6. Twins right, bunch package left. Dunlap on Carranza's left. 9:55 and counting, second quarter. Now Dunlap on Carranza's right. Carranza back to pass. There's some pressure. And he's sacked. That was number 88, Gavin Purham, the 6'3 junior. A big play by the Panther defense there, right as the Black Shirts were getting some momentum.
Did not
third and 14.
Make the right decision there, sir.
He just hung on to the ball too long. I think he was still looking downfield.
Yeah, he was checking.
Yep. I think he should have ran, gotten out of the pocket or someone.
Yep.
I think the expectation was someone's going to pick him up too. And so Twins left, single receiver right. Dunlap on Carranza's left. The snap fakes to Carranza. Quick pass. Oh, it's intercepted again. It was out of the hands of Zayas DeWalt. And guess who? Nash Cool, the second pick of the game. Off of a tip. The pass was there from Carranza. It wouldn't have been enough for a first, but it would have been some positive yardage and made for a better fourth down situation. So, tough break.
DeWalt just had a little nervous feet there. I think he heard him coming, and he didn't look that ball in.
So here come the Panther offense with 9:04 left, second quarter here. I formation, Twins left, single receiver right, ball in the right hash. Black Shirts with a 3-4 defense. Oh, it's a fullback dive, and he's got some good yardage there.
Fumble!
Fumble! Oh, but it's picked up by the Panthers. Parker Woodland falls on it. Boy, almost a big break. That actually gained yards for the Panthers. I love the fullback dive. Not enough teams run that. And that's a great example, Panthers. They're calling that a 5 yard gain. I thought it was more, but ball's at the Black Shirt, at the Panther 32. Second and 6. I formation, single receivers, both sides. It's to the fullback on the left there, tailback. And he's got enough for a first. Levi Nelson running some tough yards up the middle. Great blocking. Big hole at the line there. They're running to the left in the first quarter, and the Black Shirts are doing a decent job sniffing that out as we wait for the chain gang to readjust. Now the clock starts back up, 8:23 and counting. Second quarter, Panthers ball leading the Black Shirts 12-6. Ball just past their own 40-yard line here. Let's see if the Black Shirts can answer, get a turnover of their own. We got Twins right, single receiver left. Fakes a handoff. Blomberg going deep. He's going to the left. It's going to be thrown away. Good coverage by the Blackshirt secondary. Decent pass protection by the Panthers there, too. So that makes it second and 10.
See, that was great protection by the Blackshirts. He threw it away.
Sure was, Johnny. And still a good crowd over there at Alumni Night. Some of them coming into the game. Ball close to the right hash. Singles receivers both sides. Power formation. Second and 10, 7:58. Hand off to the right, a counter. Oh, he's got a big hole. Gets passed out. Going. Oh, shoestring tackle there. Adriel Diaz with a great tackle. And great to call his name. Great to see him back on the team after a two-year absence. Diaz, one of the stars of that eighth-grade team that won the division with only one loss. Diaz is going to come off. He's a little shaken up here. I think they're just going to check
him. He lost his helmet. Something.
So he's got to come off for a play, but I think Caitlin's just going to take a look at him. So first and 10, ball at the Blackshirt 44 now. Single receivers. And it's a toss play. They got him. Great tackle.
Looks like a questionable horse collar there on that tackle.
Yep, close.
The refs are talking about something now, but
yeah.
Guess they're going to let it slide.
Second and 13. Who was the tackle on that? That's what I couldn't get.
I'm not sure that one developed.
Might have been Justin Giese. It came from the toss is going right. The defender came from the other side, the weak side. So second and 13, 6:59 and counting. Fullback dive again. He's got a space. Good tackle there.
Oh, little chippy down there.
Yep. Justin Giese on the tackle, and he didn't like what the fullback said to him. Thomas Tobert, another nice gain. That's going to make it about third and 5. Ball at the Blackshirt, 38-yard line here. So big play here, a key play for the Blackshirts here. Power eye, single receivers, both sides. 6:23 and counting, and they're trying to get the Blackshirts to jump. No contact made. Here's a snap, hand off the tailback. He's got the space, and he's going to get the first down and about 5 or 6 more. Really not much contest there from the Blackshirt D-line. They were on skates on that play. So Mahalos and Flowers on the tackle. So on this power eye, they'll have the fullback. Tober line up a little left of the line, left or right. Single receivers again, power eye formation. This time Tober's lined up right behind Nelson. And it's going to go to Nelson. Oh, there, great tackle. Who was that? That looked like Dable again. Yep, Logan Tank Dable. Happy birthday. Can't believe Dable is only 17. He may be the youngest senior in the state.
That's something. He was not fooled at all on that.
They call it a short gain of 1. They're calling it 2, 2nd and 8. 5:29 and counting here. Ball at the Blackshirt, 28-yard line. Single receivers either side. Power eye formation again. The snap. Blomberg on a counter. Some decent blocking, but Blackshirt's there to finally get it, but not after. A shoe comes off. That's probably a good 3 or 4 yard gain. That's going to set up 3rd and short. Levi Nelson, so. It's a counter play there, Johnny, that I think is very well executed.
Ellsworth making some good progress on them this run game here, Don.
It's like Marv Levy used to say, to win, you got to run and stop the run. Ellsworth's going to take their first timeout of the half with 4:52, and we'll take a timeout here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network. Brought to you by Mia's.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on, miasofwaukesha.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Are we back?
Hey, we're back. Ken Hall Stadium. Ellsworth coming out from their timeout. Third and three, looking to add to their 12-6 lead with 4:52 left. A big series for the Blackshirt defense here. They started the season 2-0 last year. I know they'd like to do the same this year, but they do have a tougher team on the menu here. It's going to up the middle, but Blackshirts are there if they can stop him, and they do eventually. Woo! Chris Flowers finally finishes him off, but great pressure from Gabriel Lascano and company. Ramon Jackson was in on there too. So it's fourth and about three. Ball at the original yard of scrimmage. Fourth and two, they're calling it. If anything, I thought it was lost yardage, but big play here for the Blackshirts. Single receivers both sides. Now we're in the shotgun here, a pistol actually. And Blomberg's going to keep it. He's got the first down and then some. He's going to get a touchdown, staying on his feet. Griffin Blomberg, the senior, runs it in from 14 yards out. So it's now 18-6 with 4:05 left. The old quarterback keeper, he faked the reverse to the flanker coming from the left and basically went behind him up an open hole, broke a few tackles.
A lot of arm tackling out there on that
one. A lot of arm tackling for sure. You know, and against a bigger quarterback too. Got to grab those legs. So they're going to go for two here. They give it. He's going to walk right in. Levi Nelson there. So, Johnny, I think you agree. You're starting to see a lot of fatigue from that Blackshirt defense from being out on the field so much. Need some sustained drives on offense. Especially many of these guys are going both ways. 20-6 with 4:05 left in the second quarter. And don't forget my guests on This Week in Waukesha tomorrow are the athletic directors for Carroll University, Mike Shulist, and Waukesha South, Dan Schreier. So we're really looking forward to a great show. Lots to talk about with the sports season coming up. And we're really proud to be broadcasting Pioneer football in this new age of greatness under the Coach Buddha era. So, and I wonder if there's some Carroll coaches here to check out the Ellsworth players.
They certainly got a couple of tall receivers.
They sure
one
do,
guy
yeah.
in that fade in the corner
I
there.
I wonder how their basketball team does.
Yeah, I wonder.
They're pretty good, but they got all that height. So as we watch both teams come out, we see more students decked out in their Hawaiian garb having fun. It feels like a Hawaiian night, too, with this weather. We were expecting a torrential downpour and muggy humidity, but it turned out to be a beautiful night for our Blackshirts. And Zayas DeWalt and Tyler Thrill Williams back to receive for the Blackshirts. The quarterback who ran for the last touchdown, 14-yard scamper, Griffin Blomberg, will kick for the Panthers of Ellsworth. And it's a squibber. DeWalt is on it. He's going to go north and south. Oh, he finds a little seam, but again, well tackled. So he gets the 25. And I think Blomberg was in on that tackle. Nope. Cohen Hinrichs with the tackle. So 3:58 is your time remaining in the half. Blackshirts looking to do something here. Something in the form of some points. So we got twins left, single receiver right. Up back on the left. Karanza on the right. Karanza gets a handoff. He's going to go left instead of right. And he gets pushed forward for a few yards. So 3 yard gain there. Isaiah Dunlap. Clock winds, 3:48 and counting. That'll make it 2nd and 7. Now we're showing Dunlap's going to come off here. Looks a little shaken up. Capoletti and Mahalos will be the tail.